Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. I know you listen to us now. Maybe it's on the radio, but what if you have to go away from the radio? You know, you got that smartphone or a computer, which means we still can be with you via radio.com. On the computer, that's what it is. Or go get the radio.com app if you have an iPhone or an Android phone, and you can stream The Rock wherever you got to go. Steve will always be by your side.
That's right. I'm here for you.
Oh. So if you want radio.com, you know where to go. Radio.com. That's where you... It's pretty easy, actually.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
Do everybody scream his name. B-Mix. Don't be a loser. Whoa. B-Mix. You're a loser.
It is time to be... And let's get cracking on Thursday.
Release the Kraken.
Release the Kraken. Yeah, or put on your Kraken hat if you
That's
forgot
right.
your normal gear.
I like it. I did. So
Steve,
I put my hat on.
Steve forgot he wasn't representing.
I thought today was Wednesday.
Yeah.
Until I got to work and saw all of you wearing Kraken shirts. And I even thought about it this morning when I pulled out the Seawolves shirt that I'm wearing today. I was like, tomorrow I get to wear my Kraken shirt.
I love it because then we get to shame you. So it's like everyone is, it's kind of playing that roulette. Like, who's going to forget to wear their stuff?
Every week, someone different.
See, the good news is, Steve, is once we get our tattoos that we've been talking about forever. We're good. We don't even have to wear it because we got it on us.
Have you guys figured out where you're going to get your tattoos yet?
On my leg.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You promised me on the taint.
Well, that too. It's going to go from my leg and work its way all the tentacle will work its way all the way up.
Okay, perfect.
We just have to get it done.
Okay,
wow. I love this tattoo.
Wow. Well, let's get to our contestant today. We've got Phil in Lake Stevens. Phil, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, that's the name of the Kraken. I want Phil the Kraken.
Oh, for the mascot?
Yeah. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Get out! I'm willing to put money that they do not go with
it. I know they're not going to, but they really, really should.
We can't get everything we want. We got the Kraken, which
is
pretty amazing.
That's the moment where they're like, you can't have nice things. We gave you the Kraken, and now you want Phil McCracken.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. For those playing at home, Phil will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions.
That's Travis.
Oh, yeah.
Phil. Yeah, Phil, you said Phil. His name is Travis.
Is not Phil?
It is Phil. I'm looking at the wrong name. My bad, Phil.
Good job. Yes. Okay.
You know what? My apologies.
All right, then.
Well, at the wrong screen.
For those playing at home, not Travis, Phil will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions.
Sorry, Travis.
Phil, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Penny Marshall directed Tom Hanks in A League of Their Own in which other movie?
Ooh. Ah.
Tito Jackson is known for playing which musical instrument?
Ah.
In The Little Mermaid, Ariel's two best friends are what kind of sea creatures?
A fish and a lobster.
No.
Flounder and a seagull.
No.
Fish and a seagull.
No. What color dress does Marge Simpson typically wear?
Blue.
No.
Orange.
No.
Uh-oh.
Red.
No. Which 1999 movie starred Ed Norton and Brad Pitt?
Fight Club.
Yes. Finish the title of the 2004 movie Team America what?
Pass.
Charlie Chaplin satirized which man in the movie The Great Dictator?
Hitler.
Yes. Indonesia is located on which continent?
Asia.
Yes. Marilyn Manson's last album was released in which year?
99.
No. Whoa. 1, 2, 3. Correct. He's put out a lot more albums since 99, buddy.
This is tough. This was these questions were tough because I know the things you're talking about and I can't remember the specific answers.
Oh,
such a beating.
Those are the worst ones where it's like on the tip of your tongue.
Oh,
and you don't know.
Yeah,
you got me this time.
Phil's already calling it a loss.
These are tough ones. I'm not sure Steve's going to do much better.
Oh, good old pitcher's duel. Right.
Yeah,
Steve. Steve, are you ready?
Release the Kraken.
Penny Marshall directed Tom Hanks in A League of Their Own in which other movie?
Oh, Thelma and Louise.
No.
Forrest Gump.
No.
Philadelphia.
No. Tito Jackson is known for playing which musical instrument?
What?
Tito Jackson is known for playing
guitar.
Yes. In The Little Mermaid, Ariel's two best friends are what kind of sea creatures?
They're crabs.
No.
Oh. They're fish.
No.
They're turtles.
No. Oh. What color dress does Marge Simpson typically wear?
Green.
Yes.
Yes.
Which 1999 movie starred Ed Norton and Brad Pitt?
And Meatloaf. Fight Club.
Yes.
Oh, you're talking about it.
Finish the title of the 2004 movie Team America what?
America F, yeah?
No.
World Police.
Yes. Charlie Chaplin satirized which man in the movie The Great Dictator?
Hitler.
Yes. Indonesia is located on which continent?
Asia.
Yes. Marilyn Manson's last album was released in which year?
2019.
No.
2018.
No.
2020.
Yes. And Steve, you win 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 to 3.
Nice job, Steve. Sorry, Phil.
No problem. See
yeah. Phil would have, Steve would have beat me today.
Oh.
World Police. I could not think of it. Team America World Police.
Ah.
Tip of your tongue, couldn't remember it.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy.
Nice. Little SpongeBob here.
Sweet. He deserves it.
Sweet.
Damn straight. Victory. Now,
Steve, you're going to kick yourself for this one. The Little Mermaid question, you almost had correct. You said fish and then crabs, or vice versa, one of those other. You needed to say fish and crab, because one's a fish and one's a crab.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. Sebastian's a crab and Flounder's a fish.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So you were super close.
I'd like to argue, but I had no idea, and I was just throwing things out.
I know.
Yeah. Okay. So
I meant to say that, Rev. Yeah, it's a tough one. I don't know if he would have been given that or not. I was wondering about that as he was just throwing things out there. It could go either way, whether he'd be given that or not.
Nope. I'm not giving it to him.
I don't mind.
Okay.
No, what if I said fish, crab?
Crab.
Yeah. I would have actually had to have allowed
that.
And
I'd have to pretend that there wasn't two guesses. That
exactly.
was just one guess.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Penny Marshall directed Tom Hanks in A League of Their Own. And does anyone want to fashion a guess on this?
Joe versus the Volcano?
No, but it is.
Big.
Yes. Because it was an older movie, but yeah, she directed Big.
God, she did Big. She passed away a couple of years ago. Penny Marshall.
Did she really?
Yeah.
I didn't even realize she passed away.
Yeah, she did.
Wow.
I think it was 2018.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Wow.
2018 or 2017, she passed away.
I want to watch Big again and see if it's...
Oh, so good.
I hope it holds up.
That was one of my favorite movies growing up.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. I wanted a giant keyboard.
Dude, and I went to New York to FAO Schwartz. And they had the giant keyboard.
Did it really?
Was so awesome to be able to pretend that you're.
Did you do it? Did you step on and dance on it?
Absolutely.
Right on. That's so cool.
Yeah. It was pretty sweet.
I'm like really absolutely jealous right now.
You can get one. I'm sure if it's not that expensive.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Put it in your Kraken den.
My Kraken den.
A Kraken den.
Maybe.
Yeah. I forget just what a family that was. Penny and Gary Marshall, her dad, they were both amazing with the stuff they put out, the successes that they had.
Was Gary Marshall the singer?
Gary Marshall was the guy that did Happy Days. He was a creator.
Oh.
And he was her dad.
Oh.
And he's the one that put her in as Laverne. And then, of course, so the successes that she had, I mean, she had Laverne and Shirley. She was great in Happy Days. And then, she went and directed those movies.
Yeah.
Her dad and her, they were quite the talented family.
Wow. Boom, Rev, $34. You get yourself one of those piano mats.
Oh, that's nothing.
Really?
That's nothing.
I mean, you go high end and get like one for $99, but this is the one that's meant for children.
Yeah.
I maybe want to get a bigger one.
Let's be honest.
I'm a bigger boy.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
You just like Tommy Hanks.
Tommy Hanks. Congrats, Steve. You won.
That's right, man. Steve's a winner.
I want to get this for my bathroom.
is your bathroom that big that you can do it?
No, I'd have to like figure something out. But I thought that'd be kind of cool. Like if like you sit on the toilet and you can play the piano
with your feet.
Yes.
I don't know.
Then my wife will know when I'm actually going to the bathroom. She'll be like, "Oh, I hear chopsticks playing."
You know what? Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
It's worse things you could do with your money.
That's a really good point. Kraft might be proving that right now because they had this cool campaign. They thought it was a cool campaign. It was called Send Nudes, which encouraged adults to send free noodles to loved ones to provide comfort and make them smile. So it was Send Nudes, N-O-O-D-S, tying in with National Noodle Day last week. And I guess they thought they definitely thought about the entendre nudes and of course N-U-D-E-S.
Right.
But they thought, oh, people won't mind it. Nobody will be insensitive over this. And they had a former SNL cast member, Vanessa Bayer. God, I miss her. She's so good. She actually made a commercial for this. And yeah, she definitely was like, oh yeah, this is a pun.
In these strange times, people are in need of extra comfort. That's why it's always a nice gesture to send nudes. So they know you're thinking of them. I'm talking about nudes, not nudes. I want there to be no confusion. Do not send nudes. Definitely send nudes. Send nudes early and often to everyone. Send nudes never. I mean, make yourself, but even then, sparingly, unless you're talking about nudes, in which case, send away. In the event that there's any confusion about this, let's take a step back. Always send nudes. Never nudes. The only thing you should never not send is nudes.
Yep.
And so people were offended by this?
They thought the ads could encourage children to send nude photos to each other.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
That's what they thought.
I mean, sometimes we just have to stop thinking for the children because we're clearly not thinking very well. Yep. I don't know any child that's going to be like, oh, because of this, I'm going to send nudes.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe if anything, they want to send a picture of a noodle.
Yeah. The problem is like you said, Steve, people are sensitive, and all it takes is a couple people who, for some reason, need to protect everybody from their own whatever.
Do you feel like, though, more often than not, the people that say, what about the kids, really aren't, it's not about the kids, they're just offended. They got their panties in a bunch about it, and like, you know, the easiest way to argue this is, what about the kids? It seems like that's so often, like, you know, oh my gosh, I couldn't imagine doing this. Imagine if a child saw it, and you're like, well, child wouldn't even be able to understand what the hell they just saw. You know what I mean? Like, so often we say we want things to stop because of children when it's the children aren't even being bothered by it.
No, we're the big idiots. Yeah, we really are.
We're big idiots.
Yeah, we are. You can definitely see that we have ruined the children's autonomy by being helicopter parents like crazy people, and this is part of it. Like, we think that children are going to be scarred by things, and how are they going to be scarred by this little joke of a commercial? And look, if people are going to send nudes to each other, like teenage children, because they get, well, we all were teenage children. We were looking to basically, you know, our hormones were changing. That's going to happen. I mean, it's that's ridiculous. Just a thing.
You know, it was like, what was that ad campaign? It was Kmart. And they were doing the one where they were telling people you could ship things anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And they were saying you could ship, S-H-I-P, my pants.
Yes.
I don't think anyone was like, what about the children? Next thing you know, they're just going to want to poop themselves. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, it was just a dumb, funny play on words.
There were people,
that commercial
though,
was awesome.
It was great. But I remember there were people that complained because it sounded too much like the other bad word. Gosh. Which, yeah, you know, Steve, I'm with you, man. It's just nuts. So Kraft had to pretty much say, whoops, we're sorry. Took the Send Nudes video down. And just, you know, again, in this time, we could use a smile. And yet, nobody wants to smile.
And I like noodles.
I was going to say, how, like, happy would you be if all of a sudden you just open your door and somebody's there with noodles?
Yes.
Right. If someone sent me nudes,
I would be so happy.
I'd be so happy.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, we're talking about noodle nudes.
I'm saying both.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
Okay, fine. Well, yeah.
Just, oh, yeah, just insane.
Kraft mac and cheese.
Yeah, so good. That would be so great if somebody sent
Danny
me that.
Just had a happy moment of
it. Oh, yeah. Those are so good.
I've been wanting mac and cheese all morning.
All right, you
all
can morning. Have it. We'll
all
send
morning.
You news.
I don't know why.
Can we make it happen? We got an hour.
We should make it happen.
Well, yeah, how are we going to do that?
I don't know. That's the fun of it. We got to figure out how we're going to get Danny mac and cheese before the show ends.
Well, you are the idea guy. You never were the action guy.
Right.
All right, perfect. Well, you know what? You're living it up. We'll figure out to me. We'll try to make it happen. And by me, that means not me. It's his time, though. I can make this happen. Listeners on the loose. This is where you pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. You know how it is. What you want to talk about, you get to. 917, your calls and texts on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, and it is brought to you by Spartan Plumbing. Listeners on the Loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's pretty simple. You want to talk about something, you can, as long as you follow Steve's rules.
It's a simple rule, and that's to show some energy and bring it, or you'll be gonged, and we'll say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
Do you, when you hear, like, Spartan Plumbing, do you just, was it, this is Sparta?
Well, that's exactly what it is.
I always think that. Is there always something, like, whenever we have a guy named, like, Tim Collin, my first thought is, Timmy! Like, there's certain things that just trigger the dumbest things in my mind.
Well, I like it for plumbing because if you want to stop the links, we will stop it. We will not bend. We will not break. We are Sparta. Spartan Plumbing.
I have to take your word for that. I've never seen the film.
Oh, you never even seen it? Well, how do you know that?
Well, I know that. That's like a scene that's been like shared on social media everywhere.
I didn't realize you were a Sparta poser.
I'm totally.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm a phony.
Yeah. But yeah, right. I do think of Timmy. I do think of this. I don't think of so much with this as Sparta like you, but now I probably will. Thanks for putting that in my head.
Every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
If someone says they're like Scottish, I instantly go, freedom!
Oh, okay.
I make dumb connections with things.
See, I think of beam me up, Scotty, when I hear Scottish. We haven't got the power, sir. See, I go old school with Scotty. But you know what? I see what you're saying.
Yep.
I'm buying it. So this is your opportunity. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone says, you guys were talking about blueberries earlier. The biggest Halloween debate of all time. What's better? Count Chocula, Frankenberry, or Booberry? For me, Booberry for the win every time.
Yeah, I like Booberry better than Frankenberry, and I never like Count Chocula. For some reason, chocolate cereal doesn't do it for me.
100% on the same side as you. Yeah, it's Booberry, Frankenberry, Count Chocula. And I hate, like, cocoa pebbles.
Like that.
It's like, don't even.
Don't. Just don't stop. Even try, don't people. Even.
Right.
See, I am a heretic. I do not like marshmallow cereal at all.
Okay, get out.
Damn. So what, like you like healthy cereal or something?
I mean, I'll eat cornflakes and Cheerios, but I also like Cookie Crisps or Cocoa Krispies. They're better than Cocoa Pebbles.
I don't like Cocoa Krispies or Cocoa Pebbles, but Cookie Crisp I'll give you.
Wait.
But no Lucky Charms? Okay, she needs to leave the show. We can't have this. I mean, there are rules, Steve. We talked about this.
There are cereal rules. So wait, you would prefer a Crispy over a Pebble?
Yes.
And you would prefer cornflakes over of Lucky Charms?
Yes.
Are you? What did your parents do to you? I'm going to talk to both of them. They ruined you.
I know. My brother loves it. Like, I don't like any of the fake fruity cereals either.
Oh, like, you mean like the Fruit Loops and stuff like that?
Oh, my God. What about Apple Jacks?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you realize that A is for Apple and J is for Jacks? I mean, come on, lady.
I mean, I kind of put that together, but it's not my jam. I'd rather cornflakes.
The one that's still bothering me is how anyone can think that a crisp is better than a pebble. The crisp is like the worst cereal ever.
Any of
the crisps.
They get soggy
fast.
You got to make a treat out of it. Forget using it as a cereal. Make it a Rice Krispie treat or a Cocoa Krispie treat.
I feel like I'm just a monster with cereal because I just inhale it when I eat it because I like it nice and firm. So I eat it really, really fast.
What are we talking
any
about?
Cereal.
Okay. I feel like, you know,
like says, who doesn't like marshmallow cereal?
I thought me. I knew you, Vicky.
No, the texture says, I agree. No marshmallows in cereal.
Okay, get off this show. Come on. It's like Danny and pineapple pizza. What's wrong with you people?
Terrible.
Sorry.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I never, me being me, you'll be surprised by this. I've never tried any of the three. Blueberry, Frankenberry, or
what do you have? What cereal do you use?
Your mother hated you, didn't she?
She really did. Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Or she just loved that cereal so much that she wasn't willing to share it.
Those cereals were the fancy ones, so we never got to have those.
What'd you get, the generics? Yeah. And they didn't have generic blueberries.
No. Oh.
What'd you get? Like Count Chocolate Dude and
Count Chocolate Dude.
They didn't even have most of those. It would be like fruit rings. And yeah, and like whatever the generic Frosted Flakes was.
They come in like
was.
Those big 10-pound bags.
Oh, the big bags. Yep.
Yeah.
Was there a fourth berry guy that got axed?
Dingle.
That's right. Dingleberry was the one that wasn't the popular one for this.
But there's a werewolf one.
Like Halloween.
Yeah. Fruit Brute.
Fruit Brute. That
Fruit
was the,
Brute. Yeah. Yep.
Fruit Brute. I remember there was a fourth one. Yeah.
Yes. Fruit Brute.
Yeah. And they got rid of them.
Apparently there's another one too. According to this picture, it's Fruity Yummy Mummy.
Oh, I remember Yummy Mummy.
Yeah. Yummy Mummy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember Fruit Brute.
I do. I knew that
sounds
somebody
like a cologne.
Was. Because you had Frankenstein, you had Dracula, and you needed to have the werewolf. And I knew there was a werewolf cereal, but he didn't last long.
There needs to be like a Witch Bits one or something.
Witch Bits?
Bits.
Oh.
Bits.
Like Alpha Bits? I don't know if the kids can eat that.
Yeah. I don't think the kids should eat that. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show.
Somebody want to know, Steve, are you going to get that facelift vinyl deluxe? Debating on getting that or just the regular vinyl from Sam and Renton. Yeah, Alice in Chains just announced that they're releasing their debut record facelift in like a giant vinyl packaging.
Everybody's doing this now, aren't they, really?
Oh, it's a great idea.
Yeah.
I was on the fence. Like I saw that. I'm like, I'm definitely going to get the vinyl. I don't know if I'm going to do the box set. And it's nothing against like what they're offering because it's cool. It comes with like an Alice in Chains cassette, some cool artwork. It's like a really cool looking box, which I think is awesome, but it's $152.
But that's a coffee table piece. See, I think that's what people are doing now. Aren't they buying these things rather than putting books on their coffee table? They're putting like cool pieces of memorabilia like this.
See, we don't do any of that on our coffee table. So it goes in a shelf or in a box in the closet. Like I got the Mother Love Bone box set because I was like, oh, I need this. And I dropped over $100 on that. I've listened to the vinyl several times. You know how many times I've looked into the actual box and like looked at the artwork, which is really nice? Once.
You understand what you're supposed to do with all this, Steve?
What?
Make your Zoom room. You put it on the shelves. People are going to think you're fancy.
Oh, that means I'm going to have to go on Zoom? I don't want to do Zoom.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah. Well, you know. Because that's what people are doing. I mean, that's why I decided that when we did our thing. It's like, why am I doing it in a regular stupid room? I should put it in my board game room. At least it shows. I don't collect books, but I collect these. So that's what people do. They always put their fancy stuff behind them.
Ultimate Zoom room.
Yeah.
I think I would want, like, if I had the money, have like a room set up to look like David Letterman's set. And then like whatever,
interesting,
like a talk show,
like the skyline in the background,
yeah.
The desk,
and then I throw like a pen at the cell phone, and it makes the glass crash like you used to on his show.
So you,
I give you a top 10 list in every Zoom, top 10 reasons why I don't want to be on the Zoom call,
and you don't want to green screen it. You want to really recreate the whole thing.
I mean, green screen seems a little bit more cost effective and a less of a conversation with the wifesky.
Yeah. But you could get a desk, and that's where you're Zooming from.
I just want to hear top 10 reasons why this meeting could have been an email.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
Yeah. Well, we saw that when we did this.
And now we got a stupid human trick. Here's my coworker speaking.
Dude, you could do that.
I just roast people. I love it.
Yeah. I'm saying we do it. Do it, buddy.
Okay, I'll get on that tomorrow. Yeah.
Well, you saw our buddy who's a radio person, Dana Cortez. She had that whole set when she did the Zoom thing that we had.
That was ridiculous.
She looked really professional, and we all looked like schlubs.
Dude, it looked like Access Hollywood set.
Yes.
Like,
I've seen it.
It was so nice, and it was embarrassing because I'm sitting in a room holding my dog. There's like an acoustic guitar leaned up against a closet, and there's like a bunch of boxes because I'm moving.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and then she's got like this nice velvet red couch and like a neon sign that has her name on it.
Yeah, she's actually quite professional. That's probably why she does well in this.
Nice
business.
Microphone.
Yeah. You should do it. I mean, you should just make that happen somewhere in your. Do it in the garage.
Letterman set. Yeah, the garage is perfect. Put the Letterman set there.
Like, why don't you park your car in the garage? Well, I have a David Letterman set in my garage.
For what? For Zoom.
For Zoom meetings. How often are you on them? Once a month.
Yeah.
Tops.
Yeah.
Worth every penny.
Yeah, I think you should do it. And then you can get all those box sets for $150. You're in. Yeah, it's a sweet looking thing, and if you collect things, I love that musicians and groups are doing this.
Yeah,
collectibles are awesome, and
I like that they also offer if you just want the vinyl.
Yeah. Oh, because, yeah. Either way, yeah.
I mean, yeah, you probably would have been able to get me to spend the money because I wanted a vinyl so bad that I dropped the $150, which I don't have at this moment. You know what I mean? But like. I just want the vinyl. And that's cool that they think about that.
Yeah, because they know you got Tater Tot. They know that, look, man, a lot of their patrons are parents, and you just can't afford everything anymore.
Ah, but to her in the house, you're expecting me to drop $150 on a box set?
Well, you're the one that wanted to get the new house. I sat here and thought, wow, he's really going all in on being basically trapped for the rest of his life.
Well, I mean, that's what you do. And
wow, is that what you do? I think you don't have to be trapped for the rest of your life. I don't see
it as being trapped. But I mean,
if during the last year, think about what your life has become. In the last year, you've gone from, hey, man, we got our house, just doing what we're doing, to baby and brand new house that's bigger and, you know, it's a little bit more expensive and so
Somebody actually texted saying, hey, did you wait? Because they said, yeah, I heard you talking about getting a new house. Did you get one of those fancy JK Monarch houses you talk about?
As a matter of fact,
yes, I did. Shout out to Mike and JK Monarch. Good people. Yeah. And I got into one.
Hey, if they ever come up to anywhere near the east side, they should call me.
Oh, they should call you. You shouldn't call them.
No, they got
to
call me.
That's their job.
That's their job to call me. All right. Now you understand how it works.
Yeah. Well, how about they just call your daughter?
All right. Fair
She's
enough.
She's going to be the one living there anyway.
Yeah. So that's fine.
I would say, judging by some of the mortgage companies, I think it is their job to call you.
That's a good point. You get letters all the time. It's insane.
Yeah.
That's my least favorite part about buying a house.
Oh, yeah.
Is that all the junk mail that you get in the mail.
Oh.
For everything. It's like, leave me. And then everything looks official until you open it.
Yeah.
You know, every letter says, this is very important. Do not discard. You're like, what the hell? Am I going to jail? And then you open it. It's like, we can lock you in a newer rate. I'm like, leave me the F alone.
I feel like whoever I'm doing business with, I'm going to go, I know you're putting me on mailing lists, so I want a discount. Because, I mean, they're selling your stuff. Because, yeah, you're right. As soon as you make any new purchase, you are immediately getting inundated with all sorts of mail, email, and everything. And you're like, how do they know that I'm now in the market for this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Because my name went somewhere, and there was probably some fine print I didn't realize because I was going for the loan. Who knows? And so I'm going to try to get discounts and go, I know I'm going on a mailing list, and I want you to pay me for that.
I want a kickback.
Yeah, I do. I mean, you know, because they're making money off of my name.
At least give me like a Bed Bath & Beyond coupon. Yeah.
Something. Anything. Well, like, you can get those. Those, like, I mean, as far as I know, they still never run out.
What?
Oh, those Bed Bath & Beyond, that was always the joke, was that you could take them in at any time. They will honor them no matter what.
Even if, like, you had one from, like, 1999?
Yes. That's the joke about Bed Bath & Beyond. It was on a TV show.
Oh, good. I just got a 20% coupon from them after we bought a bunch of stuff, of course.
It used to be that way. I haven't been to a BBB in a long time, but I remember I walked in with one that was five years old. Triple BB. That's right. All right, it is Listeners on the Loose. You, yes, you, pick the topic, and you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We got more of your calls and texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Listeners on the Loose, you pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. And whatever you want to rap about, man, we are open for you.
Someone just texted in, what is a food that you hated as a kid but love now? For me, it's artichoke.
Oh, yeah. Artichoke is on that list.
I've always liked artichoke. My mom makes like a really good stuffed artichoke. So even as a kid, I loved it. But yeah.
Well, there's a lot of food you can put out there. As a matter of fact, we came across a list where they asked people this. So this is pretty wild that folks are thinking about this because this was something they thought, you know, that is a cool phenomenon.
Brussels sprouts.
Number two on the list, my friend.
I didn't love Brussels sprouts until I realized you could put oil on them and roast them.
Yeah, I didn't like Brussels sprouts until you realized you could cook them in a very unhealthy way.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah. Artichokes, by the way, artichokes not on the list.
I'm very surprised by that. Artichokes is kind of like a more of a, like a niche, crappy food.
There's too much work with artichokes, man.
Stuff them.
So one thing I miss about California Pizza Kitchen not being here anymore.
Why?
They had the spinach artichoke dip. It was so good. Joey dip? And I. Yeah. But did I say the wrong word?
Dip. Dip.
Dip, sir.
Dip.
D-I-P.
Yeah, that's not what Popeye ate to get stronger.
Yeah, he didn't have the spinach artichoke, Richard. But I missed that from CPK,
I
man.
Bet you do.
Yeah, sure. I missed the Richard. So that's not, yeah. So
Brussels sprouts is number two.
2,000 people said Brussels sprouts number two. And vegetables do dominate this list. So think vegetables if you're thinking of foods that people used to hate when they were kids, but now they love.
Eggplant, thanks to the emoji.
I'm looking at eggplant and not on the list either.
Oh, I thought maybe people got curious. Like, what does this eggplant taste like?
Number 10 is the tastiest thing ever in everybody's mind.
Sour Patch Kids.
It's not a, and by the way, it's not a vegetable.
Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch Kids, not on, I don't know. I think kids didn't like Sour Patch Kids.
No, you just said it's the tastiest thing of all time.
Oh, no, I think it's even better than that, Steve. Come on. People wrap stuff up with this. It's so good.
Bacon?
Yeah, baby.
People don't like bacon? Get out.
Yeah, when they were kids, they say kid.
I always loved bacon as a kid.
That's why I said it would be surprising, number 10.
That's a stupid one. People just want to say bacon for the sake of saying bacon.
Yep.
You don't believe 1 in 8 people actually didn't like it as a kid?
1 in 8?
Yes, sir.
All right, maybe.
All right. Well, he's you know what? He's coming back to science. Yeah, that's at least this survey. I don't know. You know, it's only 2,000 people. But,
so it said pickled beets.
Wow, that is very specific, yeah. And no, that
beets.
Is not the answer.
I would put beets in that.
Oh,
beets itself,
I
yes.
loved beets as a kid.
I hated them because I always thought it was going to be like that cranberry sauce. Oh, yeah. Like the one out of the can. Because
yeah.
They look the same. So whenever I take a bite out of it, I'm like, this is awful. What the hell is this crap? And I was like, this isn't like the Thanksgiving treat that we have. And my mom's like, that's because it's not.
That's the whole, yeah, that's the thing. And but beets are Swedish. I mean, sweet, not Swedish like in the nationality, but sweet. They're sweet. They're kind of sweet. So I'm thinking that any kind of vegetable that's kind of sweet probably isn't on the list.
Is jalapenos or hot sauce on the list?
No, ma'am.
Because I could not do it as a kid, and now I can't eat without a little spice.
Ooh, one texture says cauliflower.
Cauliflower, wow. I am looking on this list, and surprisingly,
still
no.
hate it as kids and as adults.
But you're getting.
I like cauliflower, though.
You're very close to number three,
broccoli.
Though. That's number three. There you go.
Broccoli.
Broccoli. Does that mean people just were never forced to eat cauliflower, or does cauliflower have less of a taste, which is why they use it in certain things, because you really don't, there's not much of a taste?
I don't know.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I feel like cauliflower doesn't have much of it. Like, that's why you can use it as rice and stuff.
Yeah, so maybe that's why kids didn't have a problem with it. But broccoli has a taste.
Yes. I don't hate cauliflower rice.
Oh, neither do I.
No.
I love cauliflower rice.
You know, like, is that as a child or as an adult?
Oh, I didn't even know it existed until like last year.
Okay. Yeah.
Just,
right.
Like, before that, I didn't know you could do all this crazy stuff with cauliflower. But like, if I had to pick between, as a non-rice thing, because obviously I'm going to go white rice all the time, but either quinoa or cauliflower rice, I'd rather cauliflower rice.
Okay.
Just in case you guys are thinking about Christmas gifts.
Well, it's important. We're going to get you, because I remember Trader Joe's used to have a whole bag of fried cauliflower rice.
Yeah, they got some of them flavored cauliflower rice.
Oh,
so yeah, the microwave packet of that. Yeah, we do that.
Put it in my belly.
That is really good. Also, I mean, just a cauliflower crust pizza.
Yeah, but be careful.
Why?
Because some places, I won't mention their names, their cauliflower crust pizza is more carb heavy than the regular pizza.
Yeah. We get little frozen pizzas. And
be careful with
make
it.
Sure and check, the nutritional information.
Yeah, but some are doing it just because they don't want to have bread.
Yeah.
All right. Number one is the clue.
Number one.
Asparagus.
Lemonade.
Yeah, because it makes your pee-pee smell.
You got it.
Awesome. I love Rev. Rev got it.
I guess lemonade. That's way better.
You're lemonade.
Close,
you
though.
Didn't like lemonade as a kid? Really?
Never mind. That was the hint. You said the hint is number one. My guess was lemonade.
Yeah. You understand what we're doing as a topic, right?
Food.
Which is the thing that kids hate when as a kid.
Someone explain to BJ what the
his
joke
brain
was.
Automatically just thought lemonade. That's all.
Oh, you mean just in general when you go number one, you go do lemonade.
It's yellow.
Yes.
Oh.
He wasn't thinking of the other stuff.
Well, I'm not going to ever play Password or anything with you if you're...
I feel like that was a good...
No, I followed you really well there, Steve.
No, it's not a good answer.
answer the survey said, if you were on Family Feud and the survey is the things we hated as kids but love as adults, and you said lemonade is an answer.
Yeah, good answer. Good answer.
You would not get a good answer.
I know that, but I would make it on the blooper reel. That was the point. All right. All right.
And I love how
I didn't guess it because I thought I'd be right.
I love how the rest of the moron enablers just continue to feed you.
Maybe we're not the morons. Maybe the one calling us morons is the moron.
Maybe.
Maybe.
All right, I want to let you go.
The entire room is tracking, except for one. Yeah. Why are we the bad guys?
Because we are doing a list. I don't know. I know. I understand why you would say lemonade when I said number one, but then there's a list that I'm doing. That's the whole...
Fine.
I mean, that's all.
Sorry, BJ. I didn't follow the rules of this list.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I'm even here. I'll be honest with you.
I'm still with you, Steve.
Yeah. You go ahead. Go ahead and enable him. He will never get better if you enable him.
Didn't realize it was going to piss you off as much as it did.
Wow,
so
you guys,
asparagus.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah,
yeah. So asparagus is number one. Did we do number two yet? Did we talk?
Yes, about Brussels sprouts.
We did Brussels sprouts. Broccoli's number three.
Okay.
You did touch upon number four because lemonade. I accidentally said the. lemonade's number four. No, I talked about spinach and artichoke dip.
Yeah,
number four. So that's why. How about the fact that I don't get that? And that's spinach.
What about onions?
Onions. I think if you do onions the right way, kids like them.
No, I hated onions.
Yeah,
as a kid.
I really
there was
a
not a single
onions.
Way you could do
it. Oh, yeah. How about a thing called an onion ring?
Oh. I don't count that as an onion.
It's an.
Steve.
I have to leave.
Steve.
Let me leave right now.
I'm going on BJ's side on this one.
Please let me
like, come on.
Even though it's deep fried.
Who's chopping up onion rings and putting it in a salad?
Nobody.
What are you talking about?
That was the weakest argument of today.
As a kid, that's the only way I knew that there was onions.
Well, you never went to the fast food and you got the onion rings or a nice restaurant where they had them?
I still don't think onion rings are really onions.
I can't do this anymore. Okay.
But you know what? We'll agree to disagree on this.
Oh, no. We're not going to agree to disagree on anything, lemonade boy.
Fair.
All right.
What the hell?
How about number five?
I like caramelized onions now as an adult.
I love those.
Yeah, and I like turtles. Can we? Okay, wait.
Why are you going on turtles? What does that have to do with the list?
Because lemonade and turtles are a great combo. Number five. I don't know. I mean, these absurd. Maybe it was the texture of these. It's not like the flavor was horrible.
Texture.
Eggs.
No. Oh, actually, it's number eight, though.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Oysters.
Oysters.
Yo!
because
an adult.
We're giving kids oysters all the time.
I mean,
come on, little Rockefeller. Thank let's you. Have some oysters.
No, we had a good answer.
My uncle tried to give me oysters when I was 10 years old.
Yeah. My mom would bread and fry them.
Yeah. I loved them.
All right.
No, I hated them.
Okay. I don't remember oysters as a kid. I remember clams. We used to get fried clams a lot.
But maybe that's just a New England thing. We had clams as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think oysters were a little too fancy for my family.
Well, you know.
Well, you know what? You with your lemonade and your oysters, you were living the big life.
We were living the high life in Brooklyn with our oysters and lemonade.
I'm talking
for texture, I'm thinking oatmeal.
Oh, good call, Vicky. Mm. I was thinking green beans because they do have an interesting texture to them.
They stick on your teeth.
They're delicious.
See,
like
kids.
Even as a kid.
Yeah, kids. A lot of kids didn't like them. Number five on the list of things that they didn't like, but then as an adult, they're like, okay, cool.
They were kind of a pain in the ass also to get on your fork.
Yeah.
Because every time you try to like stab them, they mush up.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to like scoop them.
Oh, mushy green beans are the worst.
What about peas? Speaking of things that are tough to get on your fork.
See, everybody. Yeah. See, that's
so you just smash them.
I am surprised because I remember kids didn't like to eat peas, but it's not on the list.
I liked peas. I hated split pea soup with every fiber of my being. But if you throw a little bacon into it now,
yeah,
I will eat it.
Remember, we'll eat anything with bacon.
Truth. I'm a landfill, man.
Even though number 10 is bacon on the list. I don't know when I started loving split pea soup, but I love it. But I don't know if I always did. I think I did.
The only time my mom did peas was when she would make mashed potatoes. And then you just mix them in with mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's delicious.
And I think peas are awesome. I mean, that's and they're unfortunately.
Even as a kid.
Yeah, and they're too carb heavy. Because, well, you know what? You put butter on everything. Butter makes everything so good.
Oh,
truth.
Absolutely.
It's just like cheese makes broccoli good. Broccoli cheese is just synonymous, and that's, of course, broccoli
butter fan.
I love butter, man. On my popcorn.
Okay.
Forget about it.
Is Forrest Gump now my co-host?
I want to get you a shirt or a hat that says, I love butter.
If you did, I'd wear it every day. Yes.
Butter fan!
Except for Thursdays, because it's cracking day.
But is butter a carb?
Butter's a fat. Thank you.
Put butter on my potatoes.
It's a Mean Girls reference.
Oh, what's
it's a Mean Girls reference.
Oh, yeah. We're bringing it. Wow. I love how Danny knows the Mean Girls references. All right. Pretty good.
Is butter a carb?
Oh, all right. I didn't know that.
So it says I like eggs, but not hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah, no.
You don't like hard-boiled eggs?
Nope.
I love them. They're so great.
Smell like farts.
Yeah,
but
they
taste awesome.
It kind of tastes like farts too.
No, they don't taste like farts because I have literally I've been next to you and where it's been so bad I've tasted it.
Yeah, and you could taste it.
If you were in the room, Steve would have thrown something at you. I could see it in his face.
Hard-boiled eggs are amazing.
They're really good.
That means you have to have still the yellow yolk in there.
Yeah.
You know, and people,
a lot of
egg white stuff. It's like oh yeah, definitely douse it in salt.
Oh, that's
or hot sauce.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Got no problem. Or devil that baby up.
Oh, deviled eggs.
Oh, yeah. Deviled eggs are just, the supreme.
Fish is also on this list. People didn't like fish as a kid.
Like fish sticks? Do you like fish sticks?
Oh, I loved them.
Nice.
And fish sticks as well. Yeah. Or fish fingers is how they call them there in jolly old England.
That's right.
That's right.
Are you okay?
No, I thought about that.
Come on.
I feel like we're losing
seeing a box that I said like fish fingers.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
That's right.
That's right, damn it. All right. And we round off the list eggs, Greek yogurt, and bacon.
I hate Greek yogurt.
Oh, avocados. So avocados gross. Is on the list, too.
Why?
Why? Yeah. Because people didn't like it.
Tatum loves them. She's not even a year old.
Okay.
Well, really?
Tatum is, well, and it's only a small percentage of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, Tatum is part
Greek
of
Greek yogurt. Rev has an issue with Greek yogurt?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so nasty thick and sour and just,
Yeah.
Oh, it's delicious.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it's just because you had an issue with the Greeks.
No, I'm fine. Oh, well, okay. No, I actually kind of hate Euros, too. I hate lamb meat.
Okay, see? I think he's got an issue with the Greeks. He's non-OPA.
I'm not having a good day hearing these things.
I don't blame you, dude.
Rev and I cannot eat together.
We should buy a box of fish fingers and throw them at him.
Yes.
Yeah. As long as we don't go to a Euro place, we'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you not like Euros?
Yeah, Euros are so good.
Lamb meat is sweaty meat. It's disgusting. I've had Euros that had different meat in it, and they're fine. But lamb meat is gross.
Oh, no. Man, and I have spring lamb pizza. It's my favorite pizza to get me a post of.
Well, you can have that.
Okay, thank you. You know what? I've been an adult a while, and I've been able to do it that
well. I will not bother you for your lamb meat pizza.
I feel like we've never been more torn apart on a food conversation than this one.
Yeah, well, you know, now it's time you... I'm sorry you had to learn the truth this way. Sorry I had to come out like this for you. All right, we got a big question that needs to be answered. What do Ryan Castle and Taco Bell have in common? You're going to find out at 9:51 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and Taco Bell have in common?
I am actually about 47% taco.
I can verify that.
As is Taco Bell. It's almost actually tacos. I do love Taco Bell.
Oh, man, yeah.
When Texter says Steve prefers them both with fire sauce on them.
Fire sauce.
That's good.
And both hurt Steve's bum-bum.
Whoa. I haven't heard bum-bum in a while.
I can handle the Taco Bell just fine.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
fire sauce makes your bum-bum hurt when you go poop-poops.
Well, there you go. I think you have finally reached the pinnacle of fine broadcasting, folks. Well, let's talk about the cops of Pennsylvania. They tracked down a burglar who broke into a Taco Bell in the middle of the night, stole $300 from the register, and they found him thanks to a shot of his license plate on a security camera.
I'm shocked there's $300 in a cash register at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
That seems like a lot of money for a Taco Bell.
So they ran this guy's name, found out that this was not the first job he pulled at a Taco Bell. He's 30 years old. His name is Joshua. Turns out that he has been arrested for breaking into at least 30 other Taco Bells in Kentucky, West Virginia, Ohio. And as they ran him through the system, they couldn't find him originally because, well, he was currently in jail in Indiana, yes, for breaking into a Taco Bell. I give him credit, though. He knows what he likes.
That's consistency.
It sure is. Speaking of consistency, Ryan Castle, he's got a 12-pack. That's next.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
Good or bad, we want to know, what was the oddest encounter you have ever had with a celebrity?
My mother was a surrogate 3 times, and on the 3rd time, she was a surrogate for William Shatner's daughter.
I didn't know William Shatner had any surrogate children. I had no idea. I thought he was married every time.
William Shatner's daughter.
It was his daughter.
Oh, his daughter. Okay, now I got you. I misunderstood you. So, in other words,
William Shatner was a surrogate mom?
DJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy.
How much does bankruptcy cost?
Well, bankruptcy costs, of course, vary depending on what type of case you're filing. There's a certain amount of court costs and other out-of-pocket costs that you're going to have in any case. The filing fees in a bankruptcy case are about $300, whether you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One of the things to watch out for when you're shopping for bankruptcy attorneys or looking at the different cost options is that a lot of times, especially the really cheap places, don't tell you up front about all the court costs and whatnot that you're going to have to pay in addition to the attorney fees. So make sure that you get the full picture when you're talking, when you're comparing prices of bankruptcy lawyers on what the attorney fees are, how much your court costs are going to be, so that you can really make a true comparison.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.